Here's one final scenario. This is Boonsri. She attempts to enroll in SNAP, but speaks a very rare language. The DES employee that she meets with was not able to help her that day, since the telephonic interpretation service wasn't able to locate an interpreter. As a result, Boonsri was delayed nearly a week in receiving benefits because the DES employee had to schedule an appointment with an interpreter from the telephonic language service. Have Boonsri's civil rights been violated by the SNAP program? Please click yes or no.